Hello, I'm Jacob Kaufman with KUAR News. I'm joined by engineer and forester with Mid-South Engineering Company and 4th Congressional District hopeful, State Representative Bruce Westerman. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me on, Jacob. It's good to be here.
Most pundits and economists agree the economy is slowly but regularly growing. A study this month from the London School of Economics shows that since the 1960s, the richest 1,000th of a percent of U.S. households has doubled their share of national wealth from 10 to 20%. Is this increasing concentration of wealth to the few a problem or a sign of a healthy economy?
I'm just glad to know that there's people who are still concentrating wealth. This country has been blessed in the past by allowing people opportunities where they can amass wealth and reinvest that in the economy and help everybody to succeed. So I think there's been a lot of focus lately on, they call it the one percenters, but it's critical that people still have opportunity and have incentive in this country to work hard and to be rewarded for that work. And I think the government's gone a little bit too far trying to take too much of that wealth and redistribute it.
Many Arkansans are noticing an influx of out-of-state money and campaign ads not coming directly from campaigns. How would you address this discontent with campaign finance laws if you were to elected to Congress?
Well, again, that's an area that I didn't make up the rules that we have right now. I just try to play with the rules. I haven't had a lot of out-of-state money come into my campaign so far, but I think it's kind of like the nature of America. We have rules that people play by, and as long as we have those rules, it's legal to play by them. Fundraising is a huge part of running for an office as large as Congress right now. And, personally, I wish we didn't have to raise so much money. I wish people would be more motivated. There's a ton of information about my opponents and me on the internet where you can research that and make up your own mind. But people today seem to want the information in 30-second sound bites. So that's the environment we're in, and that's the way it gets delivered a lot of times.
The oil spill in Mayflower has some Arkansans reassessing their views of safety practices for that particular industry. The same pipeline runs all through the 4th District from southwest Arkansas up to the central. Would you pursue any regulations to move pipelines away from watershed-type areas?
Well, it's impossible to move pipelines away from watershed areas because everywhere is a watershed area. If you have an oil spill, it's in some watershed. Distribution of oil and gas is critical to our economy. It's a risk that we have to take. We should do everything we can to mitigate those risks. That's my background's in engineering, and that's a lot of what engineers do is come up with the best guidelines, the best specifications, and designs to mitigate those risks. That's what we need to focus on. We can't quit pumping oil and gas in underground pipelines and keep our economy going like it is today.
There are seemingly endless hotspots and trouble areas internationally that the U.S. wants to help shape in some way. What are your thoughts on the crisis in Ukraine, and when do you think using force abroad is a sound strategy?
Well, to address the crisis in Ukraine right now, I think it's part of that crisis is here because of failed foreign policy from the current administration. I think we're viewed as in a position of weakness, unlike we've been in the past, because of the leadership of President Obama or lack of leadership thereof. But I think the Ukrainian issue gives Arkansas, and especially the 4th District of Arkansas, an opportunity to take a role in that and also to help the economy in the 4th District. One of the things that Russia uses over Eastern European countries is their natural gas. We have an abundance of natural gas in Arkansas in the 4th District. We should be working on ways to ship that gas there in LNG form and get that into the pipelines and use it as a counter against what Russia's using to hold over the heads of those Eastern European countries. In researching this, I found that we don't even have a trade policy where we can sell natural gas to Japan. They're having to buy their gas from Russia as well. We have a lot of opportunities to use the resources that we have here in the foreign policy debate. Eventually, we need stronger leadership in the White House to curtail some of these situations before they ever occur.
Just to touch on it too briefly, I don't want to beat this to death or too much, but you mentioned the natural gas industry. The common critique that you see are people on YouTube and stuff like that lighting their water on fire. Are you at all concerned about what expanding the natural gas industry in Arkansas might mean for residents and landowners?
I think expanding the natural gas industry in Arkansas will mean economic prosperity for residents and landowners. You've got to be real careful about what you see on YouTube and the validity of some of those things. There are regulations in place. There are agencies to see over drilling and processing of all resources, and we need to follow the rules and do it the right way and use those resources to help grow our economy.
Perhaps I shouldn't have singled out YouTube, but I understand your argument. The Obama administration has continued his predecessor's use of drones in countries we're not at war with and don't have troops in. Some argue their use is helpful in killing dangerous extremists, but might also cause more harm than good by creating anti-U.S. sentiment. As a congressman, how would you want the drone program to be used?
Well, first, I would like for the drone program not to be used in the United States. I think that we need to protect the rights of our citizens. We don't need to be spying on our own citizens. I'm opposed to a lot of the things that the NSA has been doing in those regards. As far as foreign policy, I'm a little bit hesitant to comment on that because I'm sure there are things that I don't know about what's going on in foreign countries and why those weapons and surveillance items are being used there. So, you know, that's the kind of thing that when I'm the congressman, I will take that information in, evaluate it, and make a decision at that point.
Okay. Could you expand a little bit about your position on domestic surveillance and programs like the NSA?
I think Americans expect a right to privacy, and they don't want their own government spying on them. I'm opposed to our government spying on our own citizens for whatever reason. If they've got a valid reason to find out information on somebody, then get a search warrant and do it the way the law says they should do it instead of using these hidden surveillance techniques.
Immigration legislation has largely stalled in Congress. What is your plan for addressing continued immigration as well as those currently here attending school and working?
Yeah, our country obviously has a rich immigration heritage. It was founded by immigrants. We have immigration policy in this country. It's just not being enforced. The first thing we have to do is enforce our existing immigration laws. We have to secure the borders. And when I say secure the borders, I'm talking about physical security and operational security. I believe it's as much as 40% of the immigrants that are here illegally are here because they've overstayed their visa. We're not controlling the ingress and egress of immigrants coming in and out of the country. We need to do that, and we also need to secure not only our southern border but our northern border and the borders along the coast.
There's a wide consensus that Congress is unable to act on what many perceive as even the simple issues. Tell us a little bit about your leadership style. Are tactics like a government shutdown and filibustering without having to actually speak something that you would support?
My leadership style is to solve problems. That's what engineers are trained to do. We actually are taught a problem-solving process in engineering school. We define the problem. We come up with a plan to solve the problem. We do the work to solve the problem, and then we present the answer once we get the problem solved. That's the leadership style that I want to take. I want to lead by example, by working hard, by really understanding the issues and coming up with real solutions. We need leadership in this country. I'm tired of hearing people say that that nothing can be done. We have to do something. It's time that we come up with real solutions, present those solutions, and help others to understand that we have to do something to turn this tide around. $17.5 trillion in debt is way too much, and we seem to just be growing entitlement programs. We take in $3 trillion a year in taxes and spend $4 trillion. We have to get that under control. It's a spending problem. It's not a revenue problem, and we've got to turn the private sector loose so that they can get us out of this economic slump.
Moving on to the Affordable Care Act, we all know your position on this. You're opposed to the Affordable Care Act. Would you have any plans to replace it? And specifically, when doing that, I want you to keep in mind things like the private option or Medicaid expansion. Would there be a similar solution to help subsidize them under your plan, these people that are from 100 to 140% of the poverty line?
You know, to start with, there's a lot of Fifth Avenue branding that goes into politics today, and the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, I don't know that it could have been worded or labeled any worse. It's not, in my opinion, about protecting patients. It's not about affordable care. It's about control from a top-down centralized government in Washington, D.C. It's been changed up close to 40 times now. The president himself changes it. A lot of the things that were put into the program to implement it have been taken away. So I think the best thing we can do is to repeal the Affordable Care Act. Now, that may take some time to do it because it's been being implemented for so long. There's a lot of things that have to be undone. And eventually we need to replace it with something that works. And Congressman Ryan's budget, he has proposed, one big area of the Affordable Care Act, the Medicaid part, he's proposed using block grants and global waivers, similar to what's been done in other states that works very well. I think that would work well in Arkansas and other states and save a lot of money for the federal government and the taxpayers of America.
I've been speaking with Bruce Westerman, who faces Tommy Moll for the 4th Congressional Republican primary. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Jacob. Anytime.